Hi, this is Carol Heider, and I want to give you some additional information about waiting rooms as an addendum to what you may have just read in my previous article in this ebook. There are some beliefs that waiting rooms won't even be needed in clinics going forward into the future because a patient will be able to check in via a kiosk, at which time they'll be given an exam room number, or they may call with their time of arrival, at which point they will be given the exam room number. And of course, there's always the option that appointments will become virtual with their medical professional. But that said, if a patient is coming to a clinic, there's also the high probability they won't be alone. They're usually accompanied by a friend or a family member who will not go with them into their exam room and would need a place to stay. So waiting rooms still need to be considered part of the design of a clinic, if not for the patient, for those who come with the patient. So here are some additional developments regarding waiting rooms. I always want to assure that the waiting room chairs are not set up in straight rows and that they're not connected one to the other so you can't move them around. The flexibility of the seating arrangement is important, and it accommodates those who want their friends around them and those who want to be left alone. Well, there are terms for that. Sociopedal describes a seating arrangement so that the chairs are all facing in, like a dining room table or a living room setting. Sociophagal describes seating for those who don't want to be part of a group. So there might be a single chair or a couple of chairs in the corner for privacy. In the ideal waiting room, there should be some of each option available. Secondly, I have been a big proponent of getting rid of the television in the waiting room. Instead, I feel artwork or a book of inspirational quotes or a book of poetry or just art books are a better way for patients to pass the time away, until now. Many waiting rooms, and hospital rooms for that matter, are now incorporating the care channel, C-A-R-E, which is accessed through the television. This channel provides nature sounds, outdoor scenes, and relaxing, very healing music. This can definitely improve the patient experience. So I take back my strong stand about no televisions in the waiting room. And finally, one other real life situation that needs to be considered is that many patients and those who accompany them distract themselves with their cell phone. This new development necessitates the need for plenty of plug-ins and charging stations in the waiting room that we didn't consider in the past. So waiting rooms may or may not become a thing of the past, but for now they provide the first impression a patient will have and can actually set the tone for the experience they will have. The waiting room should be designed with an integrative approach, and this takes into consideration body, mind, and spirit. This will then enable the patient to feel reassured and safe on all levels.